Today we're building a classic old-school drum and bass bass sound in Ableton Live 12, a clean subsign, a crisp transient layer, and some dusty mids for attitude. Then we're going to animate the whole thing with automation, so it feels alive across the arrangement. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're keeping it simple, stock Ableton only, and we're focusing on the big idea. Each layer has a job. The sub holds the floor, the transient gives the note its front edge, and the mids bring the grime. First, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a great zone for classic DNB energy. Create one MIDI track for the bass, and if you want, a drum track or a break track too. For the bass pattern, start with something simple and syncopated. Think short notes, some off beats, and a little space between phrases. Old school DNB bass often works because it breathes. It doesn't need to fill every gap. Now let's build the sound. The easiest beginner-friendly setup is an instrument rack with three chains, sub, transient, and mids. This keeps everything neat and gives you clear control over each part. Start with the sub chain. Load operator and set it to a sine wave, or as close as possible to a pure sine. This is your low-end foundation. Keep it clean. Keep it mono. Keep it stable. Set the attack very fast, almost instant, and to make the sustain full so the note holds smoothly. The release should stay short to medium so the bass doesn't smear into the next note. After operator, drop in a utility device and set the width to 0%. That locks the sub in mono, which is exactly what you want for a solid DNB low end. Use the gain control just to balance the sub against the other layers. If you want a tiny touch of movement later, you can automate the gain very subtly, but don't overdo it. The sub is the anchor. Next, build the transient chain. This layer is all about note definition. Use operator or waveable and choose a brighter waveform like a saw, square, or narrow pulse. Make the envelope short and punchy. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, short release. You want a quick click or snap at the front of each note, not a second bass line. After the synth, add auto filter and high pass or band pass it so the low end gets out of the way of the sub. Then add saturator with a light amount of drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Finish with EQ8 and cut anything below around 120 to 200 Hz. If you want more presence, a small boost around 1 to 5 kHz can help the note read on smaller speakers. This layer should be audible, but it should not steal the spotlight from the sub. Now for the fun part, the dusty mids. This is where the old school character lives. Load another operator, waveable, or analog patch with a richer waveform like saw or pulse. You want harmonics here. You want a little movement, a little roughness, a little vintage grime. Shape the envelope so it stays punchy. Then add saturator and push it harder than the transient layer, maybe 4 to 10 dB of drive depending on the sound. Turn soft clip on if it helps tame peaks. You can also add overdrive and focus it somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz range to bring out that gritty mid-range texture. After that, use auto filter to shape the tone, and EQ8 to high pass the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, so this layer doesn't fight the sub. If the mids start getting harsh, pull down some energy around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Here's a useful teacher tip. The goal is dusty, not painful. You want grit, not harshness. If the bass sounds huge in solo but messy in the track, simplify it. In DNB, clarity usually wins. Now let's balance the three layers. The sub should be the loudest and most important. The transient should be just loud enough to give the note shape. The mids should add attitude without covering the low end. A good starting point is sub strongest, transient lower, mids around the same as the transient or a little below it. Then listen in context with the drums. That matters more than soloing the bass. Always test in mono. This is huge for drum and bass. If the bass disappears in mono, something is off. Maybe the transient is too wide, maybe the mids are too spread out, or maybe the layers are not lining up well. Keep the sub centered, keep the transient mostly centered, and use width carefully on the mid layer. Now we get to the secret sauce, automation. Automation is what turns a static patch into a living bass line. In Ableton Live 12, hit it to show automation mode, then choose the parameter you want to move. Start with the mid layer's auto filter cutoff. In the intro, keep it darker. Then slowly open it as you move toward the drop. In the drop, let it open more so the bass feels larger and more aggressive. In the breakdown, close it back down to create tension again. Keep your automation intentional. Tiny moves can be powerful. You do not need giant sweeps everywhere. A small cutoff rise before the snare, or a gentle drive boost at the end of a phrase, can make the bass feel way more musical than a constant dramatic motion. Next, Automate distortion. Try moving the saturator drive or overdrive amount on the mid layer. Keep it lower in the verse or intro, then increase it a bit in the build-up, and bring it harder in the drop. That makes the bass feel like it opens up when the drums hit. Just keep the sub clean, let the mids carry the dirt. You can also automate the volume of the transient layer. This is a great trick. In the intro, keep it low or muted. In the drop, bring it up so the bass has more front edge and reads clearly. For fills or transitions, you can raise it briefly on certain notes to create extra impact. That kind of variation gives old-school bass lines their playful, rolling energy. If you want atmosphere, create a return track with reverb or echo and automate send amounts very lightly. Be careful here. Too much reverb on bass can blur the low end fast. Use it mainly on mid accents or at the end of a phrase, not on every note. Another very powerful beginner-friendly tool is clip envelopes. Open the MIDI clip, go to the envelope section, and draw parameter changes inside the clip itself. This is perfect for note-by-note movement. For example, on a two-bar loop, one note can have a slightly brighter cutoff. The next can be darker, another can have more drive, and the next can back off. That back and forth makes the bass feel like it's talking to you. Very jungle, varied alive. A good arrangement usually tells a story. Don't keep every layer maxed out the whole time. In the intro, maybe you only have sub and a little filtered mid. In the build-up, open the mids and bring in the transient more. In the drop, let all three layers hit together. Then in a breakdown, pull back the transient, darken the mids, and let the sub or a ghostly filtered bass hold the tension. Contrast is what makes the drop feel real. Here are a few common beginner mistakes to watch out for. First, don't distort the sub too much. If the sub gets crunchy, it often loses focus and becomes hard to mix. Keep the grime in the mids. Second, don't make the transient too loud. Soloed, it can sound exciting, but in the full mix it may fight the snare or feel harsh. Third, make sure the mid layer is high-passed. If it has too much low end, it will clash with the sub and the whole bass will feel muddy. Fourth, don't automate everything all the time. If every parameter is moving constantly, the bass loses impact. Pick the important moves, cutoff, drive, volume, and send levels. And fifth, always check mono. That one can save you a lot of trouble. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, try small, smart moves instead of huge ones. A tiny cutoff nudge before a snare, or a brief drive spike on the last note of a phrase, can create serious tension. A classic trick is to make the last note of a bar slightly brighter, slightly dirtier, or a bit more resonant. That helps drive the next bar forward. You can also experiment with velocity if your instrument responds to it. Map velocity to filter cutoff or drive so you get more expressive notes without building a ton of extra clips. And once your bass sounds right, resample it to audio. Then chop it, reverse a few hits, automate fades, and make small edits. That's a very jungle-friendly workflow and can turn a simple loop into something way more interesting. Here's a quick practice challenge you can try right now. Build a two-bar bass loop at 172 BPM. Use operator for the sub with a sine wave. Add a transient layer with a bright synth and a dusty mid layer with saturation and filtering. Then draw automation so the mid filter opens over four bars, the drive increases in the drop, and the transient volume drops in the break. Listen on headphones and on smaller speakers if you can. If the bass still feels strong and clear, you're on the right track. If you want a final mental image, think of it like this. The sub is the floor, the transient is the fingerprint on the front of the note, and the mids are the worn-in, dusty surface that gives the whole thing character. Keep the low end clean, let the mids carry the dirt, and use automation to make the bass evolve over time. That's the core of driving old-school DNB subsigning with crisp transients and dusty mids in Ableton Live 12. Clean foundation, sharp attack, gritty personality and movement across the arrangement. That's the recipe. In the next lesson, we can take this even further with rewind effects, risers, and break edits for proper jungle-style transitions.